Hello everyone, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings and I welcome you to the spirit world. Today I'm going to talk about sacred space as it's one of my favorite spiritual subjects. See, as Westerners we lost and also we became disconnected from the unseen world, from the world of spirit, where in the shamanic cultures, in the shamanic traditions, there is no difference between the physical reality and the spirit world. But the thing is that there's so many energies available for us in the spirit world. That's why connecting with the world of spirit through via sacred space, it really enhances our value. It enhances our work, whatever we do in life, because you know life has a purpose when you really connect with the spirit world via sacred space. And to me, sacred space is the most important and essential, powerful element for any kind of spiritual practice, whether healing or empowering an object, prayer, meditation, you know, so on. So what is a sacred space? It's a ritual, and it's a beautiful ritual that uses the power of intention to invoke and work with the spirit elements. And usually shamans or any other spiritual traditions use four elements. And in numerology, number four represents completion, represents wholeness, represents the four winds, the four seasons, the four direction, the four elements. And also it's about harmony. It's about, you know, groundness and discipline and hard working and also a very powerful manifestation. In the shamanic traditions or Native American cultures, these four elements or four directions are fire, water, earth element, and air. So east is usually associated with the element of fire, which represents enlightenment, and it's the spirit, represents the spirit realm. Also fire, it's associated with the spring season and has to do with awakening and insight, fresh, new insight. The south is usually represented by the element of water, and it has to do with flexibility and the way you approach the world. And of course, associated with the summer season. And here, usually, I like to invoke and call also the and not only the elements of water, but I like to call the marine life. I like to call the dolphins and whales and sea turtles and the undines, the spirit of the water, of the ocean, anything that you really resonate with. And I'm a Pisces. My water is, my element is water. So I love everything that has to do with water, in particular animals and marine life. The west direction is usually associated with the element of earth. And it's more about introspection, meditation, and also receiving answers from the spirit and from within. It's also associated with the autumn or the fall season, and it has to do more with the physical reality, physical realm. Now, the north is associated with the element of air, and it's the winter season. And also it has to do more with clarity, renewal, mental activity, also relates with the old age and wisdom. So these are the four elements. However, there is the middle or the center, which is associated with love, healing energy, harmony, joy, and light. When I create sacred space, I also like to invoke and call the elements of the above and below. The above being Father Sky, Father Sun, and below is Mother Earth or Pachamama. However, these are just guidelines. This is what I use. This is what I learned from my shaman teachers, from my spiritual teachers, and I use and I resonate with. But there is no right or wrong to create sacred space. The most important thing is to use your heart, to use your intuition, whatever you resonate with, and be in integrity. When you enter your sacred space, you connect with your higher self, which is the most powerful connection with God. You connect with angels, you connect with your helpers, with spiritual teachers, the power animals. So why create sacred space? Why so important? Well, first of all, it offers so much healing, so much joy, so much comfort. It opens your heart and you get to work with subtle energies, which subtle energies are very powerful, actually more powerful than physical energies. It also makes it easier to meditate for prayers. It's much easier. It helps with spiritual growth. It helps with finding peace of mind. Also, it's about manifesting fast. I mean, real fast. It makes you be in the present moment, here and now, which is the only truth. Also, that's a great reminder that you are never alone. You are with the world of spirit. You are with the unseen friends. There are so many spirits working and assisting and helping you. Just think about that. So where do you create sacred space? And the answer is actually simple. It's everywhere. You can create sacred space outdoors, or you can create it indoors. For example, indoors in my home, I have many altars in different places in my home that are made out of different sacred objects, gemstones, crystals, or, you know, small things that symbolize different spiritual energies. And also, I have a medicine well outdoors in my backyard, made out of crystals, gemstones, orgon, which are life force generators, rocks, and also different sacred objects dear to me. So your altar can be as large as a medicine well or a large altar, or as small as a candle. So as I said, there is no right or wrong in what you are using and how you are creating your sacred space. I also like to use different tools like herbs. I burn sage or lavender, or different sacred woods like Palo Santo wood, incense, candles, or I do a lot of prayers and chanting when I invoke my guides, my spiritual friends. So again, why create sacred space is to connect with the spirit world easier. I use it before any spiritual practice, before meditation, before healing work, before moon transmissions, or to empower an object. I use it to create my spiritual life force jewelry. I also use it when I travel. For example, when I'm in the airplane, I like to create a sacred space for protection. So basically, there is no limitation on how to use it and when to use it and how to use it. So the most important thing, as I said, is to have an open heart and also to be receptive, to be in an open state of mind, to expect guidance from your spirit world, to trust your guidance, to trust your spirits, because they want to help, they want to assist you. And also, it's very important to be respectful. Treat the spirits as they are alive, as they are real, because they are. Just because you don't see, or some of us don't see them, it doesn't mean they do not exist. They do exist. It is also important to have fun in the process. Spirit doesn't like you to be serious, dead serious. Spirit likes you to have fun, to be creative, to use your imagination, to unleash your intuition, to open your heart, to smile, to have fun, to enjoy the entire process of being and creating sacred space. You'll see it. I mean, for me, every single time when I create sacred space, I feel the spirit. It is so, so powerful. Connection with it is absolutely immediate. And it doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes a few minutes. But it is worth the time. Now, after you have done your spiritual work and you invoke your sacred space and everything, make sure you end the session by closing the space and also thank to the spirit world and ask them to depart in peace. Be grateful and be polite. Mean it from your heart, truly. So, try creating your sacred space and see how it works for you. Because it will help you to connect with your creative source, to connect with spirit, to connect with God, to enhance your values, to live your life more purposefully. It is so much fun to be in the presence of angels, to have your friends, unseen friends. It's really, truly so much fun. And it's very powerful. Because life is a gift. Life is a pure potential. It's your chance to participate in this, in your creation. And sacred space is about creativity and creation. It's about your experience. It's no one else's experience. It's yours. And the world is a fun place to be when you are in the spirit world. It's the world as you dream it. The world of magic. So, have fun creating sacred space. And I thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. And I wish you to have a lot of fun in the world of spirit. Signing off. So, bye everyone. Namaste.